Some pretty good college football games this weekend. It's time to bring Mike Bernard in. Inside the Numbers. Mike, how are you doing this week?
Doing well, Coach. Hard to believe that we're basically a quarter through the college football season.
Yeah, if you count week zero, I think we're in what now? Week four of college football season, if you count that week zero, which never really understood that, but that's a discussion for another day. Mike, tonight, out on the West Coast, number 10 Utah, USC. Clay Helton looked like he was off the hot seat for a while. He was 2-0, going to go 3-0 against BYU, and things were going to be okay in Trojan land. Lynn Swann, the AD, he had retired. A lot of instability there in L.A. New president. Clay Helton really needs to win every game he can. Well, he let one get away from him. BYU wins in overtime, and he can't blame it on his quarterback. The true freshman, Kendall Sovis, he's replaced JT Daniels after Daniels went down with that injury in the first game. And, you know, so that kind of falls on Helton. And he needs to rebound this week, but he's going against the number 10 team in the nation. Now, on the surface, you got to like Utah, but really L.A. hasn't been kind to the Utes.
It really hasn't since Utah came over to the Pac-12. Now, listen, they're the preseason favorite to win the Pac-12 South. They're favored in the Coliseum, and as you alluded to, they've never beaten USC in the Coliseum. SC's 8-0 all-time in the series in the Coliseum. Utah has the head coaching edge. They only have one turnover this season, and they have not allowed a single sack all year. The point spread, Utah, by the way, is favored on the road, 3.5 or 4 points. The point spread says Utah wins this one in L.A., but I'm not sure if I'll lay more than a field goal in this spot.